Well, for years, we used to see an old man who worked on the fruit and veg market in Shepherd's Bush market.
I understand.
And he was always called Charlie Fangs. And when I was about 16, I was told by my aunt, he was my grandfather. He and my grandmother had separated many years ago.
He's positively Dickensian, yes.
Yeah, I know. And he died a pauper, about fourpence halfpenny in his pocket. Massive funeral done by all the stallholders. And obviously we had to go.
Yeah.
And when he died, when we went to the funeral, he was actually called Charles Lefevre Hughes.
Lefevre?
Lefevre.
That is a massive block of
flats. Found out where it came from.
There's a massive block of flats in East London called Lefevre House.
There you go. I don't know if he was worth money. And then my grandmother, who was always known as Nell, and swore so badly, I can't tell you, when we were children, we were gobsmacked. And she never spoke to him for years, but he was always called Charlie Fangs. Because that he actually had fangs. He always had a little roll up out of the corner of his mouth.
I've got the picture.
He's a horrible little man.
When she died,
she was called Nell Boynton. She lived in Wood Lane, actually, in the bush. And when she died, she was called Ellen Scepter Boynton.
That's beautiful. You see, here it is. The layers here, we've got the story. If you were pitching this as a Hollywood film, I don't care what else happens, go and write it.
Her dad was called Chelsea Jack.
Chelsea Jack?
Yeah.
And what did you get? Charlie Fangs and Chelsea Jack?
Yeah, they were a very strange family, all from the bush.
We're writing our own Tom Waits song here.
Yeah, I know.
And what were you named after?
I'm named after nothing. I'm ashamed to say.
Hang on, Alex.
Maureen O'Hara.
Really?
Good.
That's very good, Maureen O'Hara. Is that what you're talking about?
Ask who the grandmother was named after.
Oh, who was the grandmother named
after? He's named after a racehorse.
A racehorse, yeah.
My granddad was called, her father, rather, was called Chelsea Jack.
Yeah.
Because he used to go down the race courses. I don't think, as an honest living, I think, that's why I've never checked my mother's family. It was all so reprehensible.
How old were you when you were told this old boy working on the fruit and veg stall, who was known as Charlie Fangs, who had a middle name of Lefevre?
I was standing at a bus stop on the Uxbridge Road with my Auntie Betty, and I said something about Charlie Fangs. Why is it Nanny always says, why didn't he give you any fruit when you went past there, to my mum?
Yes.
And then she used to swear.
Yeah, it was quite... And she said,
don't you know, he used to be married to Nan.
Dun, dun, dun. That's a crash zoom in my book.
And I had never known he was my grandfather.
Don't you know, he used to be married to Nan. Dun, 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 dun. Ding-a-ding.
What? Didn't you know he was your grandfather?
Didn't you know he was married to your Nan?
Yes.
Now, hang on, I happen to have...
He was married to Nanny, he's your grandfather.
Wait there. Where is it? Come on, do me a favour here this morning. Wait a minute. Wait there, Maureen.
Right.
Wait there, let's find it. Alan? Alan?
Yeah, hi.
Wait there, Alan, 2 seconds, I'll be right with you. No, we've got to sort this out, because you're hearing... I mean, it must be murder coming on after a call like this, because everything's happening here, isn't it? Hang on,
that's right.
One second, Alan. 1 minute. Alan sends Alan, we're coming straight to you. Alan, you're ringing in for the competition, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who do you think it is?
Jimmy Young, wasn't it?
No, it's not Jimmy Young. Alan, you can hang on for the rest of the call if you like. It's actually Bob Monkhouse.
Oh,
I know. You can tell how excited I am about the last call. I'm just jettisoning. It was Bob Monk. And wait there, Alan. I'll prove it to you. It's worth it. It's worth hanging on for. But let me do this, because I'm very excited about this. Let me just find something. Nobody talk for a second, because I've got to sort something out. Hang on. This is definitely worth it. One second. Let me sort this out. Come on. Hurry up. Man alive. How do these DJs do this? There we go. That's it. Oh, it hasn't got the thing at the front. Doesn't matter. Now, describe again. There you are, standing there with your auntie who?
My auntie Betty.
Your auntie Betty.
Yeah.
And she said, and give us the conversation again.
I said, when we went down to the bush last week to see Nanny, because he lived in East Acton, I said to her, she was really shouting at Mum about Charlie, because we saw Charlie Fangs in
Charlie
the bush last week.
Charlie Fangs, we'd known as Charlie Lefevre.
He was a little man we'd known, we didn't know who he was.
And she said,
because she said, didn't he give the kids any apples?
And you said?
And I said, well, you know, why? So Betty said to me, well, don't you know? And I said, no. She said, he used to be married to Nanny. So I said, really?
There you go. Thank you very much. It took a while, but I managed to... That's not bad. That's a vinyl version. But that's superb. That's one of my favourite calls. Thank you very much indeed. That was Maureen in East Coast. Wow, that was some call, wasn't it? That's extraordinary. Anytime Maureen rings in...